while Cardinal Timothy Dolan joins us, His Eminence from Manhattan. Cardinal, I saw you on TV last week. I was so inspired by what you had to say. I said, I got to get him to basically say the same thing again, but on the Mike and Casey show. So welcome, good morning, and what do you tell people in this troubled time?
Well, Mike and Casey, the first thing I say is thank you for the invitation to be on. I've admired you from afar, and I think this is the first time I've had the privilege to be with you, and I appreciate it. I think, am I correct? My people have told me that tomorrow is going to be the 20th anniversary of you two being on the air. Is that accurate?
That's absolute. How did you know that?
Well, I have to attribute it to Joe Zwilling. I am not omniscient, but my communications director is excellent, and I think he said you might mention it to him. So let me be the first to say congratulations. Mike and Casey, look, this is a tough time, and we don't do ourselves or anybody else a favor by denying that. There's no use being Pollyannas about this. We need a real, healthy, stark realism. But we also need that realism to include a sense of confidence. Because as you look around and see the bravery of people, you see how folks are coming together, you see a newly discovered sense of community and connection. You see folks pitching in and appreciating in an enhanced way the sacrifices that people are making. And I always say to folks, yeah, let's not deny that there's a lot of fear, there's sickness out there, there's real worry among families, friends, and neighbors. There's a bit of a trepidation about the future, when this is going to be over and how long it's going to take us to recover. We can't deny those, but let's not deny the good stuff that's happening as well. And for me, pardon me, you wouldn't have invited me if you didn't expect me to bring up the Lord. This is a time for enhanced faith and trust. God hasn't caused this, but the Bible tells us that God never sends, or there's never adversity or plague or war in creation without there being implicit an invitation from the Lord to trust and renewal. So those are my thoughts, Mike. I don't know if that's what you remember me saying on TV the other day, but I'm glad I had the opportunity to say it again.
Casey, you must have a question for the Cardinal.
Oh, I have a lot of questions, but I'll start with this one. What do your prayers sound like now, and what should we be praying for?
Thank you. My prayers, and thanks. One of the good things about this, Casey, is I find myself with a little bit more time on my hands. So I'm thinking, well, look, Dolan, you're always bristling every day that you don't have enough time to spend with the Lord in prayer. So take that opportunity now, and I am. First of all, I have to be honest with you. Sometimes I get exasperated, but that's not bad. So I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, I believe in you. I believe you got this in your hands, and that as you told us in the Bible, everything's going to work out for the good for those who believe. But you seem to be taking your time, Lord, and we need you to come through a bit more expeditiously, and because the people are getting a little frustrated. So that's number one, Casey. There's a tad of frustration and exasperation, but we speak to God as a father, and we're his kids, and the kids sometimes get kind of wondering what their parents are up to. Number two, my prayer would be one of trust, which I can't take credit for. It was Jesus who said, fear is useless, what is needed is trust. So I just keep saying, Lord, I don't pretend to understand this. I got a whole list here of people I'm praying for. I'm holding up to you our health care givers, our police, fire, even our journalists, Mike and Casey. Thanks for the good work you're doing and keeping us posted and keeping us informed. I said, I got all these great people on my prayer list. It gets longer every day. And all I can say, Lord, is I trust in you. You're in charge. You're our Father. We're your children. You're going to come through sooner or later. So there's trust there. And then thirdly, Casey, there's downright supplication. As I mentioned to the Lord, those that I'm worried about, those who have with whom I'm in contact, my priests, my people, the parishes, as I hear people who are sick, people who are close to death, people who can't get to the hospital, and I mention them by name to the Lord. So there's a combination of exasperation with trust, with supplication. That's what I'm trying to do these days.
We're talking with Cardinal Timothy Dolan. I wonder what your answer would be if people say, well, the flock has been told to stay home from all religious activities these days. Will they come back?
I think they will, Mike, and I hope I'm not being overly optimistic here, but I set such a crescendo among our people saying, hey, we miss the Mass, or we need the sacraments, we want to get back together in the parish, there could be a bit of a revival going on. I almost feel that people are rediscovering an interior sense, a longing for the Lord through their traditions, through the religion, through the churches. I'm an historian by trade, and when you look at past crises, let me, for instance, mention the Second World War. After the Second World War, then we had the threat of nuclear annihilation, communism. That turned out to be 10 years of intense religious revival. You think of Billy Graham, you think of Fulton Sheen, you think of Norman Vincent Peale, you think of Rabbi Joshua Heschel, you think of this revival in all the religions, you think of Congress adding One Nation Under God to the Pledge of Allegiance. These are simple signs of a recovered thirst for the Lord that we recover during crisis. So I hope I'm not being overly sanguine, but there could be a spiritual renewal. I'm hoping so.
822 Mike and Casey on the line with His Eminence Timothy M. Dolan, Archbishop of New York. Archbishop, I can't wait to get back to 11 o'clock Mass at Graymore in Garrison, but I don't know about the sign of peace. Can we do elbow rubs?
We might learn some things from this. For a while, I think we're going to have to be careful about the sign of peace. We might have to be careful about those occasions when we do Holy Communion under both the Holy Communion and the Precious Blood and the cup. We might have to be a little careful for a while of holy water, but I think we're going to get back to it all, sure.
Cardinal, I was wondering if you can offer any insight as to St. Joseph's Hospital in Yonkers. I understand it's the last Catholic hospital in the region. Are they in good shape? Is there anything that you can provide to them financially or otherwise that will keep them buoyed in this time?
We work close with St. Joseph. We love them. Don't forget Good Sam in Rockland. Don't forget the other hospital way up. Is it in Port Chester or Port Jervis? I forget.
Port Jervis,
We do have some Catholic hospitals. Not enough, but we're proud of the ones we got. They are really pitching in. ArchCare, which is our healthcare apostolate in our nursing homes, our PACE centers, our visiting nurses, is really working strenuously full-time around the clock. But St. Joseph, you mentioned, Mike, that's a flagship, and we want to help them very, very much. There's a Catholic foundation called the Mother Frances Xavier Cabrini Foundation that is really working closely with them about some grants for the future that should be able to strengthen and expand the excellent healthcare that they give.
And Cardinal Dolan, we have to ask because we know you're a big fan. Are you praying for baseball's return?
Do I ever miss it? You know, Casey, in the car, or when I'm sitting at my desk working, I will always have either the Mets or the Yankees on in the background. Well, now I'm not in the car as much. Even if I were, we wouldn't have the ball game. But I am at my desk more, and I will naturally reach over to turn on the radio to get the ball game, and we can't. It's such good company. And, boy, am I ever hoping for that. Would be, you know, getting back to church and getting back to baseball will be the two signs of a return to normalcy.
And our friend Jonathan from Bear Mountain Coffee Roasters, he wanted to know, do you drink coffee? And if so, what kind? I think he wants to make a donation to the Archdiocese for you.
I drink coffee, Jonathan, every morning, 2 cups of strong coffee. And hint, 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 I drink whatever people send me. And the same goes for beer and whiskey and cigars.
Well, he's got a Mike and Casey blend that he puts together on special occasions. Maybe he'll take care of you.
I use that for my Irish coffee.
Terrific. And I know you use a new step exercise machine. I saw that on the 60 Minutes profile a few years ago. And I hope you're using it because I wish I had one in my house right now.
Well, you're at home, aren't you, Mike? Casey told me you were broadcast. Thank you. Thanks to the two of you and for the studio for giving us a good example of keeping that distancing. So it's tough for all of us, professionals like you. You know what I did yesterday? I was up in Saugerties. I think that's within your listening area.
Sure.
And for the burial of a priest, Father Frank Damas, who spent most of his life in Kingston, we couldn't have a funeral mass. And here we are at the cemetery at the parish of Our Lady of Snows in Saugerties. It's myself, by myself, standing with Father Chris Berrien 6 foot away, and then maybe two dozen mourners who were scattered about the cemetery. They're all crying, not only over the loss of a priest, but because they couldn't have a mass, they can't hug one another, they can't express condolences. That's going on with our people, that's even going on with our priests, and it just kind of reminded me of the emotional and spiritual burdens that we got, too.
You are making a lot of hearts lighter this morning. Just hearing your voice is good medicine for
us. Thank you. Thanks, Casey. And let's say happy anniversary tomorrow, and I look forward to coming back on, okay?
I wish you would. And I had the chance one time to meet you at a function at Tappan Hill, and as you left the room that night, I said, it strikes me that you were the perfect person to come in at the perfect time when New York and the metropolitan area needed you, and my opinion has not changed. It took us 19 years and 364 days, but we finally had the perfect guest.
Worth the wait.
It was worth the wait, Mike and Casey. Thank you, and a blessed Holy Week, Easter, and Passover.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.